Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Too much.
Let's do that thing where we go around and introduce ourselves. I'm Brianna. I'm the Dungeon Master. Let's go around the table, starting with Kelsey.
Hi, I'm Kelsey, and I'm playing Anavriel, the Aladrin Divination Wizard.
Xavier?
Hello, I'm Xavier, and I play Flinster Stillwater, the half-elf halfling cleric.
Ryan.
Hello, my name's Ryan, and I'm playing your friend Grimby Hammerhills, the barbarian dwarf who really likes magic.
Aww. And last but not least, with her gorgeous new haircut, Jamie.
Hello, I'm Jamie. I play Elwyn or Winnie, the elven druid.
All right, so it's been 6 months. Let's start with that. I wanted to start off things a little bit different and just kind of talk about the last few episodes and how you guys are feeling and all of that. Do you want to do that first? Or would you rather I give you the recap first and then we do the talk? What do you think?
Let's go into that recap first.
That's what I figured, because once your minds are refreshed, you'll remember things to talk about. So, obviously, we had you guys leaving the orphanage and approaching the Siren Song, which is no longer the Siren Song. and then you were given your first task, which was to protect the garden from whatever creature might be entering. You were able to hunt down the creature in question, which seems to be a family of Brunbruns. Elwyn coated herself in poop. And then Anna dumped water on all of you.
Yes.
To help with the poop. So you're all soaking wet and it's lunchtime and you're about to go back inside and eat lunch. You haven't actually seen any of the kittens yet, but you know they're there because you could hear them. You saw the parents. They were two healthy adults, a calico and a gray and black one. That's very important that we remember their colors. So I think that's just about everything that's happened plot-wise.
We saw the Brunbruns, and we saw, did we find where they're living?
Yes, they are under a bridge.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nearby, like on the edge of town.
Try and capture them or lure them out or something. I don't.
Yeah,
can't remember if we had a plan or not. But
yeah, we were heading back for a reason. I think maybe we failed a few. It wasn't just like
fail a few rolls, and then we decided to go back for lunch and try again.
Probably regroup,
get changed because again, Elwyn did coat herself in poop.
It's true.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't need to shower or anything.
Well, you were showered against your will.
Yeah, we were all going to shower.
So, first of all, I would like to know how you guys are feeling so far about everything, about the session, about your characters, just a very open-ended, how are you guys feeling question.
I love our guys. I think that they're a lot of fun, and I think this is a lot of fun. I'm so excited to be able to get back to this.
Same.
Yeah. It's like really, it's like we're all playing these kind of like eclectic characters, mm-hmm. but I feel like we gel really well. Like it's actually like come together really nicely. So
I totally agree with that. Like you guys didn't talk about your characters ahead of time or anything, but as they were being introduced, it was like, oh man, these all work together really well.
Yeah. Like having to play a younger character, mm-hmm. knowing it's going to be a school academy type campaign. I think, we just kind of put the right pieces of, where our heads were at. And it clicks. It's very wholesome. It's four very colorful characters. They're just fun to play.
My next question is going to seem loaded, but I do want to ask it every few sessions. Is there anything I could be doing better? Do you think? Is there anything that you'd like? Any you could, criticism?
You could provide snacks.
That is tough to do virtually.
Yeah. Just mail us all snacks before every session.
Like, just because for two reasons, like it's been 6 months and we've only played two sessions, it's kind of hard to answer the question.
Yeah,
I would say so far so good. Keep it up.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe play more sessions.
Yeah,
well, that's not. It doesn't really fall on you either. Like a lot of hat.
Yeah, like part of that is because you're doing like honestly a really good job, and we're all enjoying it. So
thank you. All right, so those were my two like. Meta questions. Now, to wrap us up before we start the session, I'm not reading this all off of a little thing that I've been working on.
Love it.
I'd like to go around the table, and I want each of you to tell me something your character finds unforgivable.
Oof.
So I'll give you a few seconds before I pick one of you. Yeah, I know. I didn't prep you for this part. I prepped you for the other questions, and I didn't prep you for this one.
Ask that in advance. We have tried this.
I wanted to catch you a little off guard, but that will be a part of it too. Is when we do these little recaps, I also want to ask something about your characters that you might not have thought about before.
No, I love that. It's really cool. I'm just caught off guard.
Yeah.
I'll go.
Yeah.
If you, nobody.
Yeah? You got one?
Yeah, well, I do. And to be fair, this is overall, despite the overall backstory, it's been a very lighthearted campaign and a very wholesome campaign. But when I was thinking of the story behind him and why he's so worried all the time, I thought of a lot of reasons for things that aren't necessarily great. But that long story short, without getting into details, he, Grimby, like what he can, are you saying what he considers, unforgivable, like in a bigger outside meta sense or a smaller personal sense?
I think you could interpret it either way, whichever one you'd like to talk about.
Grimby is really, really, really big on not being touched without like consent. He's just not like it. He makes an allowance for when he has one of his night terrors, but otherwise.
Don't touch me.
If he's offered a bardic fist bump, he'll take it. But that's
that needs to be offered. It needs to be like if someone touches you without you knowing.
Yeah, if somebody pats him on the shoulders, he might like flinch real quick. And if he sees it's somebody that kind of like I imagine like Flintsters kind of like they've known each other well enough where Flintster is like really forward and puts his hand on his shoulder. He'll flinch for a second. Then he'll see it's Flintster. And he's like, oh, okay, I'm fine.
That's sweet. I like that one. Jamie had to step away because baby.
Baby.
Xavier, Kelsey, have either of you?
Yeah. I'll give you a few more seconds, Kels.
Kelsey, you're fine. And it doesn't. Like, if you figure out something next session, you're like, "Oh, this is what I wish I had said."
Yeah,
tell me, and we'll put it in the beginning of the next one.
Well, even my answer is going to transform as I say it. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like I was thinking, like, because he's a newfound cleric, like a. He's a brand new cleric of a brand new religion kind of thing, but he's always been kind of against like dogmatic zeal and like any kind of like punishment like dished out of dogma or like going against a rule or anything. Just like he gets the need for like prison and stuff, but like anything beyond just like taking a dangerous person outside of the public, like anything else that's kind of like a harsh punishment for just like as written in a book, like he
so he's like a libertarian. He's like hands off my guns, like just leave us all to fend for ourselves and we'll figure it out kind of guy.
Kind of, but without the implications of the word libertarian.
Yeah.
So what is it, more along the lines of, do we really need to like put debtors or people evading taxes in prison? Yeah. That kind of thing.
Capitalism is bad, kind of more anarchy. Kind of,
well, you know.
Chaotic good. Chaotic good. Yeah. That does sound more
like the goddess of chaos. Like,
yeah. You
know. Yeah. Yeah. I think for Anna, it's like willful ignorance. I think it's kind of like being like confronted with something that you're like wrong about, or that like is like goes against what you thought of things previously, and like instead of trying to learn more about it and understand it, like digging your heels in and refusing to accept it, like that kind of, that yeah. makes sense. Yeah,
like totally just, makes sense, because they've been like studying their whole life and they want to know the truth of things.
Yeah, and yeah, and like they've had their life turned upside down, but they have responded by doing their best and to understand it and try and figure things out from there. And it's just like, yeah, like a lot of, I mean, they're a wizard. It's their life kind of revolves around knowledge, but just like the way that, like, I mean, I think we've all known people that approach the world and like in a certain way.
Yeah,
it's like, can't you just like, you, like being wrong is like okay, like it's
right. Just yeah. Also, if anyone wants to make an Anavriel remix of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, because I feel like all the building blocks are there, because their life did get turned upside down. They were sent to live elsewhere from where they were living. I really think this could work with a little bit of brainstorming.
Yeah, you know, so one day the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air just woke up and started having like ominous visions of the future. Yep.
And they were like, hey, are you real if your soul isn't real? Like that kind of question. That's what the Fresh Prince is really about.
Yeah, that last season got weird.
All right, Jamie, what do you think?
I feel bad because I missed what everybody said. Not everybody.
Aww. Just watch the show. Just listen to the episode.
Yeah.
Something that I would, or Winnie wouldn't be unable to forgive, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think Winnie probably has a tough time with bullies. Mm-hmm. In a sense that she's always sort of been the oddball out and has been bullied. And so when she sees like somebody smaller and weaker getting taken advantage of or getting pushed around, it's hard to say that she wouldn't forgive it, because I don't know that she would be able to stand up to it either, but it would definitely be something that like, oh well, we're never going to be friends then.
Yeah,
like that's done.
Because you're a meanie.
You're a meanie, right.
Like, if someone was nice to you but mean to the waiter, that's not cool.
Right,
like,
right.
That's a red flag.
You're like, oh, yeah, this wasn't a blossoming friendship because you're horrible.
Right. All right.
That's fair.
Well, thank you guys for all your lovely answers. You did a fantastic job. I'm glad.
No, that's fun.
Good.
This is the episode where we get tested.
Yeah. I want to just come out best foot forward. So now I think we can begin our game. You guys are sopping wet. About probably like, I'd say between the school and the bridge, it's like a mile, maybe half a mile. So you two are probably you four are probably in the center of that, soaking wet. You know that it's almost lunchtime. What do you want to do?
I mean, we'll try.
To the kitchen.
Yeah, that's not...
All right, back to the school. Like,
as sopping wet by the time we show up.
Yeah.
I mean,
whether we dry are off or not. You guys are going to walk back to the school with wet shoes, except for Winnie, who I'm almost positive doesn't wear shoes.
Yeah. For sure.
There's like wet like shoe prints, and then like wet
feeties.
Grimby would absolutely take his off at a certain point in time. He's seen enough soldiers talk about having it bad to have wet feet, so He knows the rule.
Like, honest, like, casting prestidigitation to try off, but he doesn't do like that much at a time, so this is like, so they probably start with the shoes, but it's just like by the time like we get there, it's like maybe like half to try. Like, they just,
I love that they're the one who got everyone soaked and then they made sure they were dry on the way back.
At some point, I think seeing Grimby and Winnie bare feet in the forest, Flinster would be like, oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, we're doing, yeah, that's what, like, let's do that. And he takes his shoes off as well.
It's also like, Otto doesn't want to take their shoes off. That's
my bad.
That's, if I were one of those DMs, I'd be like, well, let's roll and see if there are briars in the forest. Because Jamie and I have been through that experience, and it's not fun.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, no. That time of year when all the spiky seeds drop.
And it's, yeah, we didn't even know those were a thing when we moved to Florida, and we found out day one.
Day one.
It took forever day to pick one. Off of everything.
Yeah.
Well, I got healing magic.
Nah, we're not in that kind of game. We are in the kind of game where I want you guys to roll, but give a second, to refresh everyone's memory, because again, it's been a while. There are four adults in this school. Mrs. Jones, who is the person in charge. You've met her. She seems a little stuck up. Let's just put it that way. Miss Kavner, who caught Anna's eye, because it looks like she is wearing robes of Umaniero, and she was a little soft-spoken, kind of hung back. Mrs. Grell, who's a little old halfling, who doesn't seem to know what's really going on.
Rules.
And Leroy, the half-orc, who seems to be the handyman of the area.
And chef.
And chef.
Yeah.
On your way back, I'd like you to roll a d4 to see how many of these adults are currently in the school downstairs, where they will see you as you approach.
I need to remember how to roll. It's been that long for me.
There is a little die at the bottom of the left side.
Oh, perfect.
I heard a roll. So, Jamie rolled. There's one. Because it's only one, it has to be Leroy, because he's the one making lunch. If it was going to be more, I was going to let you guys choose who else was there.
But good roll.
Just Leroy. Who probably doesn't give a fuck that you're wet.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't have to clean up after us, probably.
In so much as he might have to. I don't think he's probably more the gardener and fixer-upper, not so much the cleaner-upper person. So he does not care.
No, that's us.
Yeah. Most likely, if you were going to have to make a guess, like, they're probably going to not make that 130-year-old like halfling do it. So,
yeah. I'm really curious. What's for lunch?
Oh, I am so glad you asked. So, pancakes. When you walk in, it smells amazing, and you'll see on the table that Leroy has prepared some pumpkin soup. Some fried green beans, fried green beans,
local delicacy,
and a honey apple pie.
Oh, wow.
So,
fried Neil greens.
But that is on the counter right now while the soup and green beans are waiting for you on the table. You each have your own place setting. He's clearly been expecting you. He is, even though there are enough chairs for him to sit down, he is eating in the kitchen again. He seems to prefer to eat standing up in the only room that's built large enough for him to move around comfortably.
Yeah.
Fried Neil Breen greens.
Okay. God. That might be the only way I ever get Jason to eat a vegetable. If I call them Neil Breen beans, I think he might do it.
Yeah, Neil Breen casserole.
Fantastic.
I think that Grimby would ask everyone to save him some food and run upstairs to not be in wet clothes and change.
Ooh, you're going upstairs, you say?
To his room to change, yes.
It's gonna be cold.
I'll be fast.
Okay.
All right, I want you to roll me a d20. And if it's 10 or above, you don't run into anyone. If it's 10 or below, nice.
I have to move my dice. I'm not seeing the rolls.
If you go to the chat room area, that's where the rolls show up. So the two little speech bubbles.
Yeah, I just like it when they show up on the table.
I guess we don't have a map, so we don't see them.
Oh, you're right here. Let's
No, you can.
I'll load up the Esterholt map. There you go.
Yeah.
Now can you see them?
I don't see the menu yet. The map yet.
Did I share it? Do I have to share it?
I don't know.
Activate?
It's happening.
This is the kind of stuff that Jason wanted me to sit down earlier and work on. He was probably right.
First try.
Beautiful.
There we go.
Just in case, I think I just rolled a d20. I'm just going to roll another one and see if it pops up now. Nope, not visible at all.
Be a setting I have to do.
Yeah, it's probably like the monitor or something. It's just not a huge deal.
We can figure that out next time.
Yeah.
So I think that one of the other teachers might spot you dripping wet on the way in. I also think that I'm okay with you picking which one. So Jones, Kavner, or Grell? Which do you think would be there?
Well, I think the only fair thing to do is roll a d6. 1-2 will be Jones. 3-4 will be Kavner. 5-6 will be what is that? Grell? Okay.
Grell.
And let's see who we run into.
3-4, Miss Kavner.
One of the less scary ones.
Probably, likely the less scary, the least scary one of the whole group. This kind of mousy young woman is going to see you, and immediately she's like, "Oh no, what happened?" And she's going to run over.
Oh, nothing. We were we were fixing the hole in the fence, and we found out it was because
you fell in the lake.
No. I mean, then when we fixed the hole in the fence, we figured out that it was the bruns getting in and eating the vegetables. So then we figured out that we had to go and figure out where the bruns was coming from, and we went out to where the bruns was coming from, and we found out roundabouts where the bruns was coming from. And we accidentally got dirty, and we were like, "Oh no, we are a mess." And we said, "We need to get cleaned up." And Anavriel was like, "I know how to handle this." And now cast a spell to wash the dirt off, but did not have a spell to wash the water off
of everyone else except for them. But that's not a part we're going to talk.
That's not important.
So while you're saying all of this, she looks like she keeps almost, you know, when you're almost wanting to leave a conversation because you know something needs to get done, but the other person will not stop talking. She's kind of like, I need to.
Go ahead. Goodness. I'm just gonna go get changed. Sorry, man.
Oh, honey, you need a towel, sweetheart. Come on.
Yes, ma'am.
And she's going to gesture you to follow her to the bathroom where she's going to grab a towel. And I know we literally just talked about this. I swear it's not because you just brought it up. She's probably going to approach you with the towel and try to start drying your hair for you.
And he'll kind of like take a step back and hold his hands out for the towel.
Oh, and then she'll be like, oh, here you go. Make sure to dry your hair. You don't want to catch a cold.
Yes, ma'am.
Are the others wet too?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well,
an Avril dried out mostly. Okay.
So they're working on it. I feel like at this point, like after like they feel like they're sufficiently dry and they like start working on Flinster. Winnie, they know, does not care. So
she does not care.
Winnie's just mad about losing the poop smell.
I have to do it all over again.
Yep.
Start fresh. Okay. We're not fresh, as the case may be.
Thanks, Anna.
All right. She's going to be grabbing more towels and be like, "All right, I will go make sure that they all dry off too. Definitely go get changed.
Yes, ma'am.
And set your clothes outside and we'll grab them and make sure that they get washed, okay?"
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Be careful.
Yes.
And then she's going to run downstairs. So what's happening downstairs? Like, has everyone started eating?
Food. Yeah. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. Spencer's like way deep into his bowl, I guess, or his plate. And there's a plate for Grimby. And like, he's done with his. And he's just like kind of like tapping his fingers on the table, like eyeing that plate. And like, he'll take one green bean, just like eat it on the tip of his teeth.
I need to know, is Winnie sitting at the table this time, or?
Yeah.
Good, good for her.
Winnie's probably sitting at the table, the place setting that they have made for her, and is chomping down on everything and probably stashing some in her pockets for later as well.
Which is she putting in her pockets, the soup or the pie?
I was thinking more of the green beans, but you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Pocket soup.
There's probably also rolls, not gravy rolls, just the regular kind.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, perfect.
Those go in the pockets. Yeah.
So rolls go in the pockets very well. I realized it wasn't very well rounded. We needed some carbs in there.
Yeah.
Leroy cares that you get everything you need. Everything growing little girls need to go out and cover themselves in bunny poop. Run poop. Miss Kavner will be coming down immediately and be like, oh my goodness. And she'll like click her tongue and she'll start passing around towels. Like, oh no, you don't get a cold.
Thank you.
And
yeah,
after she makes sure everyone's drying off their hair, because that's the important part. You gotta make sure your hair is dry. That's the most important thing. That's how you don't catch a cold. She'll sigh and just be like, oh, thank goodness Mrs. Jones isn't here. But like, she'll say that lowly, like you're not supposed to hear, but she accidentally let you hear. So what were you doing?
We fixed the garden problem, and then it rained.
He told me there was a spell that you cast to make you wet.
Make it sound like I was a narc, why don't you? Jeez.
Well, actually.
How dare you?
He does not keep secrets well.
I wasn't thinking, and we were by a river. I figured that wet was better than covered in brun poop.
Oh, yeah. They were covered in brun poop.
Her face can like fall and be like, why were you...
And Avril just like looks at Winnie like they do not have an answer to that question.
We may have solved the garden problem, but there's a much bigger problem under that bridge.
Oh, the Brun runs, I would assume.
Yes, we were trying to camouflage ourselves so that we could help them.
All right, I'm going to make a roll. So... Miss Kavner is probably very well educated, and I'm going to just assume that she knows whether or not that's actually a thing. And yesterday we had the last time we played, we talked about that might not even be a thing. That might just be something Winnie completely made up. So I'm going to roll. Evens, it's a thing. Odds, it's not a thing. Let's do it. D20.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's not a thing. It's not a thing. Okay, so that's not a thing, but she's going to break that to you as gently as possible. And while you guys are all talking, Leroy is filling up another bowl and setting another place setting for her to sit down at the table. And she'll like bow to him and be like, thank you so much, and sit down. All right. So, And that's her in character, like thinking. There are Brun's. Are they in the city? Is that what's wrong?
If I remember correctly, and I don't, so I could have sworn that the reason that Winnie thought that there was a problem is because when I was researching in The Adventurer's Guide to Theria Volume 1, Brunbruns don't go out during the day. And so the fact that they were out eating in the garden was like, oh, something must be wrong, because like Brunbruns are notoriously very scared creatures. They don't go out during the day.
Yes.
They're nocturnal.
That is what she was worried about. Would you tell Miss Kavner that?
Yeah. Well, from what I do know about Brunbruns trying to redeem herself, is that they're heavily nocturnal. So the fact that they are breaking into the garden during the day must mean that something is wrong. They wouldn't go against their natural instinct.
That is a very good point. Did you see the Brunbruns?
No.
You did. You saw two Brunbruns.
Yes.
And then you heard the kittens.
We heard babies.
Yeah. Right.
So you wanted to take some for yourself.
I did want to take them. Yes.
And so does Winnie.
To be a family.
Well, let's all eat, and then maybe we can go back together and check on them. How does that sound?
She is delighted, beaming.
I'm glad you rolled a 4, because, like, either the other two would not have been as open to just wander out into the woods where apparently there's just a shit ton of Brunbrun poop everywhere.
Literal shit ton. Well,
Miss Jones, definitely not.
Probably not. We don't know.
The interesting old halfling.
Maybe might have been even, like, she probably would have just covered herself in shit like you guys.
Yeah. Oh, this works. Huh?
Yeah.
Checks out.
Is that what you
By
say?
The
All
end
right.
of this semester, Miss Jones will be covered in Brunbrun poop,
that's,
I promise.
All right, that's the goal, to get every teacher covered in Brunbrun poop, but especially Mrs. Jones.
Love it.
Aha, she's a dean.
All right, so I imagine you guys eat. Eventually, Grimby probably comes back downstairs.
Yes. Nice and dressed.
Oh, Grimby.
Yeah.
The poop thing, it's not a thing.
What?
We got covered in poop, but we didn't have to. It was great.
No? Oh.
You didn't have to change, I guess.
But, I mean, I'm sure it must be a thing for some species. I must be getting them mixed up.
I'll try again.
Maybe it's for different species? Maybe that
Unicorns
would help hide from
don't.
Their predators.
She's just like listing off all these different beasts.
Miss Kavner will probably try to help and be like, well, unicorns typically, you might want to do that if you're an elf, because unicorns don't like elves, and that can mask your natural elfy musk.
My musk.
Your elven musk. And then she'll be like, oh, that really wasn't the right word. Oh well.
And Avril kind of like sniffs themselves a bit.
I was gonna say, like start sniffing me? Your pits.
I bet they smell beautiful. They smell like autumn all the time. Pumpkin spice. Just
yeah. Unicorns just hate pumpkin spice. That's the
thing. That's it. They're like, that's it's so fucking basic. And then they ran.
Now we know. You cracked the code.
Yeah, so after you're all done, I think she'd probably take a napkin, dab in her mouth a little bit. All right. I suppose you guys should lead the way, but first I'd like the three of you to get changed. And she'll kind of look at Navriel and be like, you don't really have to, but if you'd like to, I think it might be a good idea.
No, it doesn't.
I don't clean. Think the water's going to get all of the Brunbrun excrement
out.
They just nod, just like, yeah, yeah. It's just like, kind of.
Yeah. All right. I'll be right back. Right back.
Winnie's just gonna shake herself off.
Like a dog. Yes.
Did you guys leave any of the pie?
I imagine everyone got a slice of pie, mm-hmm. right? Like, yeah.
We would have made sure that there was a slice left.
Yeah.
It's probably a pretty big pie, so I don't think we're going to feed all of
it. Yes, it is. It is a larger than average pie.
So then there's not a scene where Grimby is holding his plate and looking at an empty pie tin.
No. No. I don't think we'd do that.
Stop making Grimby so sad.
Instead,
poor baby.
Instead, there is pie on his plate, and he is satisfied.
Yeah.
Happy Grimby.
And that's the end of his story.
It's just, yum, yum. So I suppose cut to the bridge. I doubt there would be any problems. I still have to figure out how you go from one scene to another scene. That's
tough. That is fine.
Yeah, you just cut to that, or just like the talk about it like you're like filming something and it's like a camera change. Like that's kind of how. Like,
yeah, if time passed, just mention that. Perfect.
So, like 10 minutes later, you're probably standing at the bridge, likely closely enough that you can start to hear those little like. And I think Miss Kavner would look up and like, yeah, the sun is still like, you just had lunch. It's noon. And it is a little odd. She's going to look down at Winnie and be like, I think you might like the kitten should certainly be asleep. Brun kittens usually sleep most of the day and night. Let's go check it out. And she's kind of going to pet her side, like her hip kind of like, come on. And head in, like she's just going to charge forward, and yeah, anyone who wants to come along,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Happy definitely. To have an adult here that knows what to do. It's like, yep, it's great. Let's go.
So Winnie's just holding some feces. You're sure? Like I don't.
Nut down.
You like
down.
Look away for like 2 seconds, and she just like suddenly drop has
it,
a handful.
Drop it. I would like someone to roll me a
d10. I'll do it.
All right, do Xavier.
It. Do it.
Woo.
Seven. All right, so it might be because Miss Kavner kind of charged in and didn't like mask her like footsteps very well, but the parents do not seem to be around. They could just be gone, but you might have also just kind of frightened them away because they're easily spooked. But there do seem to be seven, like it's like a writhing little ball of kittens, little brun kittens, and they are mewing, and they bunch of different colors, but they that's how they sleep, especially when they're young, is just in like a pile. But they're all kind of wiggling and meowing, and how about everyone give me a perception check just to get started?
Yeah,
perception.
Ooh.
Damn.
Damn.
Holy shit. All right. Well, Ellen, right away.
Thank goodness for you two.
Yeah, right. 22, 21, and then a 5 and a 6. It's like, real.
There's a clear line.
Breeze gone.
On the ground.
I'm gone.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Wait,
I'm gone?
That is a bad one to lose. It says
I'm not here.
Still recording. Still going.
Yeah.
I can see her little sound waves.
Yes, I can too.
But they're like far behind our sound waves.
Can you type in the chat if you hear us, Bree?
I do.
Nope. Not much of me.
That's me. I do. Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Mm, huh.
Well, crack the code yet.
Oh, no.
What did you end up doing, Kelsey? Did you restart or rejoin?
I didn't do anything. Oh, you just waited? Like, came back, yeah.
Well, we'll wait, I guess.
Okay. Maybe we have to wait for it to catch up.
I'm here.
Tell Jason to stop hogging the internet with all of his YouTube.
Oh, it says I'm here, Tat, because Bree's camera got cut because Bree's getting inked right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ryan. Yeah, what?
Wow. It's like a little crying face.
Oh. Yeah, there it is, crying anime face.
You knew that. You knew
I don't know what you mean.
But yeah, I guess we'll give it a minute. Because we don't see your face or hear your voice. No. But we see your
little voice squiggles, yeah.
Yeah, it does squiggle periodically sometimes.
Keep talking.
So maybe we can try to decipher.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I just need to read
Poopsicle.
Wait for the minute or two.
Indeed.
Yeah, wait another minute or two and then we can try refreshing and seeing what happens.
Excuse me.
True. Oh, I saw something just happened to your audio, Bray, where you pinged.
Yeah, it's a cute little thing.
Sort of.
Something just happened to your audio.
Sort of EMP went off.
You're talking now.
That's so weird.
So, like, you're talking, we just can't hear you.
And before it was going at a different speed, now it's going at the same as Kelsey's. The interesting thing is, the rest of us, I don't see any waves for the rest of us at all. Just.
I see waves for everybody but me.
Yeah, I see waves for everybody.
That's normal.
Yeah, I see them.
I was going to ask Bree, is this Morris?
That's good.
All I know is SOS. Weird.
Rest of the episode, just, Morse code.
I never run into Zencaster issues unless it's a DNR recording. It's the weirdest fucking thing. Morse code, rest of the episode.
Okay, let's anticipate what Bree would let us do in the meantime.
Okay,
so it's a pile of rum runs.
We save the rum runs, obviously.
Obviously,
right.
Yeah.
Anna and Elwin see them very well, and you and me and Flinster are unsure if they're rum runs.
We each get one like the Starks do in Game of Thrones.
Not going to end up too well for them. I don't know if you
know. Dire brun brun.
Oh, God.
I like Dire Brun Bruns a lot, actually.
Right? Me That's too. A brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I love that.
All right, that's what you have the power to make it happen.
One sec, rewriting my notes.
I can't see in your wavelength. You're furiously taking notes.
Yep. Scribble, 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 scribble.
So weird.
Well, I guess that's it for that call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's... Okay, everyone say stuff real quick.
Stuff real quick. Lots of stuff.
Fantastic. All right, we can hear everyone. It's fantastic. All right.
Magnifico.
Hopefully that gets cut from the episode. If not, meh. So, let's just go straight where we left off. Elwin and Winnie... are going to notice something right away, but I also want to roll for Miss Kavner real quick. I'm just going to give her a flat d20. I don't think she's super perceptive. So
Elwin,
Winnie and Anavriel. Sorry, I said Elwin and Winnie because Winnie and Anavriel. Right away, maybe it's probably your eyesight, honestly. It might just be what your elf eyes see. you'll notice that quite a few of these little Brun-Bruns, maybe like three or four of them, their eyes are shut, which is kind of normal, but there's like some goop in their eyes. And they look like they're trying to paw at said goop.
Oh, no.
And they're just like, they're trying to reach it, but they got these stupid little dumb little baby hands, little paws. So, like, their beans can only reach up to like their little cheeks. They can't get to their face. But I would like both of you two to roll me a medicine check real quick.
Or wait,
medicine check.
Cool.
Medicine.
That's a 4.
Wow. Oh, shit.
There you go. Winnie got a 14.
Winnie, you got this. So I don't know how Winnie would know this, and it'd be really interesting if you could tell us how Winnie knows this, but right away, Winnie's going to know that this is probably ocular decay.
Oh, jeez.
Which
that
is...
doesn't sound good.
Yeah. It's a bacterial infection, and it causes blurred vision. Most species can get it. And it looks like, just based on the color of the kind of pus that's building up, that's what you think this is.
Is it contagious?
I believe so. At the end of the chapter. So the chance of infection is fairly low, actually. But it usually comes from infected water.
Oh.
Which is unfortunate for you guys now that I know about it. But it's typically stagnant water, so it probably wasn't the river.
Yeah, and we didn't, like, ingest any of it, or at least, hopefully.
You just coated yourselves in it, especially your eyes.
Like, is the river under the bridge stagnant?
I mean, it's a river. It's not stagnant.
It's a river, yeah. Yeah. And it looks like, I'm looking at the map, and it's like, that river's pretty thick. I think it's probably, like...
Yeah, the river's real thick.
Thick, I mean, river. Girthy. A girthy river.
There we go.
So, yeah, maybe they just, like, drink out of a puddle or something. The fact that they are little Brun-Brun kittens probably made them way more susceptible to it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably not uncommon for...
And following Winnie's initial... idea of what was going on, I assume you would probably jump to the conclusion that those two adult Brun-Bruns were trying to find food to bring to their kittens because they don't know what else to do. Like, they have these sick kittens, and Brun-Bruns live in family units, so they were, worried about their babies. And that's probably why they haven't been sleeping at night like they're supposed to be. And or during the day when they're supposed to be.
Is it something curable?
That I think would probably need another medicine check.
Okay. Well, for now, I want to try to approach and pick one up and say, see, they're sick. They need help. And I'm going to point out the pussy eyes as I try to approach one of these little babies.
Right. How about you roll me an animal handling check real quick? It would have to be really low for anything to go wrong.
Literal.
Right. You're fine.
This sentence on DNR rarely will go.
It's still kind of kicking its little feet, but like anyone who's ever picked up a kitten, they're not putting up a fight. They're
okay. Not at that age, like really young.
Yeah, and Winnie's pretty small because Winnie's an elf, but like probably could pick this up with just one hand. Probably doesn't because you rolled an animal handling check. You know that you need to support the rump. Actually, that is something you'll probably notice, and this is going to be sad for a second, but usually Brun-Bruns get fat very quickly. Like, Brun-Bruns are known for their meat. And as soon as you pick this one up, you're like, oh, this is too thin. Like, this Brun-Brun at this age should be plumper than it currently is.
What are their parents even doing?
Wow, Ryan.
Brun-Bruns, I think.
I'm just disappointed in them as a plump fan.
With brains the size of a walnut.
I mean, I'm just saying, clearly it's a smoother walnut. It's
I mean...
I want to give the baby some of my green beans.
Oh. Are they onto solid food yet?
I'll mush it up in my mouth.
That infection, like, don't spit it directly into their mouths.
Do you think that maybe?
I don't think they're hungry.
You think that maybe?
If we
to take them to the temple a little closer and right around the middle of town, maybe they might be able to help. And as we see in our map of Esterholt, that if you're playing along with your own Adventure's Guide to Theria, you can see a little bit closer.
You can find ocular decay and other such injuries and diseases that are horrifying and terrible.
And in the map of...
I'm always reading my campaign setting while listening to a podcast.
Absolutely. building number 5 says it's the Temple of the God of Wilderness.
Ooh.
And where better to find Brunbrun help?
That is a really good point, actually. That is a
really good idea. Wherever we go, though,
the Divine Vet Clinic.
Does our adult guide have any ideas?
She would probably be nodding along for the most part. I'm going to do another D20 just to see if she, once it's pointed out to her, what it is.
No,
if
she has that was her roll. That 5. Okay.
Yeah.
Nope.
So she's going to be worried, like visibly concerned. And then she'll be like, okay, stay here for one moment. I'm going to go get a basket. And she's going to start back towards the school because they will definitely fit into a basket and it will be very adorable. Instagrammable, even with all these. We'll put the eye to the back.
Therian Instagram, just kind of painting on a rock and leaving it in places for people to see.
So, like, she's gonna run off, and as you kind of sit there with the kittens, you'll notice that even the ones without the pus, like, their eyes are kind of fogged over.
Yeah.
All of these kittens are sick right now.
I wish I could do something for the little guys.
I do think also, like, the one in your hands, Jamie, that one's probably the worse off one. Like,
he's got
so much
crusties.
So that, like, their whole face is kind of swollen from the nose up.
I can't guess spare the dying.
You could try, yeah, but...
Probably sound grim.
They're pretty small. Have you ever cast magic on healing on a small animal? I don't want to
put too much
juice behind it, and I don't know.
They'll just get too healthy. They'll just explode from healthiness.
Yeah, we don't want to cure them too much.
Don't want to see that happen a second time.
Magic's weird. The last thing we want happening just for the Brunbrun to like blow up in Winnie's hands. Like,
oh my god, vitality everywhere.
I am one with the cosmos. Most of my, dead.
Yeah, well, you don't need to worry about that. Most of my stuff is generally just like to encourage people to
encourage this cat not to die. That's
encouragement's good.
I'd help it try to kind of, you know, fight it off. But I
you got it, little
not
guy.
Sure I know how to do that. Yeah,
Brunbrun has inspiration.
Yeah. Well, nothing that I have would be of any use.
So,
anyone has a quill and a paper?
And Aubrey pulls them out of their sleeve pockets.
Immediately.
They're all dry.
Pocket.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is the kind of stuff they absolutely have on
hand. Super dry. So. Look at that. And he writes a little note, like really scribbled, like a doctor's note. And he kind of folds it and he puts it down in the little nest. Just like, all right, so that way the parents will know where the kids are. And, you know, no ransom.
That makes sense. No, we don't want them to worry.
It's a polite thing to do.
It's very polite. 5 minutes or so passes. She comes back. She has a basket with a blanket in it.
Aww.
And I imagine you guys could gather these kittens up and start towards the Temple of Wilderness.
Yeah. Do we see any signs of the parents at all? I feel bad. We're like, I don't know. It just looks like we're kidnapping their babies.
You know what? Right? That is a good question.
Well, I left a note saying we didn't kidnap them.
Do you guys want to all roll perception checks while you're looking around to see?
Sure.
Hey.
Okay.
Progress.
So you guys are headed to the temple to the god of wilderness. Not sure if we have any canon description for that. Let me check real quick, because I don't want to overwrite anything. So I'm just going to check notable places in Esterholt and see what they have to say. And if I'd done my homework well enough, I wouldn't have to do this and bore you all. But here I am. Being what? A piece of shit. So
whoa.
You couldn't foresee we'd be going there. We're masters of our own fate.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna really quick while you're checking.
That's
your thing.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And while I respect the self-guilt trip, ease up on yourself a little bit there.
And if the temple of the wilderness god doesn't work, we go to Darmok's mansion.
That one I know.
Yeah.
Checks out. Okay, so tomorrow by me, the high is 73 degrees. That's tomorrow. Saturday, the high is 36.
Right, it's been so weird. I know I've lived on the East Coast before. I'm used to the East Coast, but like, it's been weird.
Yeah.
It's a strange year.
Yeah. It's like, oh, right. My usual walks after work aren't going to be a thing anymore because it's dark at 5.
Yeah.
That too.
It's miserable.
How's baby? Baby good? All right.
Snoring
so,
like a champ.
There is no canonical description, so we are just going to...
Yes,
as you can see, number 5, it's a round building, and I imagine the sides are etched with murals for nature and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's a respectable size, not too big, not too small, surrounded by plant life, obviously. Definitely... no turf, like you got to use the natural, like, plants that are, you know, native to the area. That's important. Honeybees floating around. and a big wooden door. And I think that since Miss Kavner's probably holding the basket, Jay, I don't know if you're still holding the one kitten or not.
Sure.
But
yeah.
It's slowly gnawing away at a green bean as we walk over.
It's small enough that I think it's trying to suckle from the end of the green bean. So it's getting some green bean juice and very confused about what's wrong with its mom because it can't see anything.
Oh, come on.
So why does that taste weird? But she's going to knock on the door and someone is going to open it, who I should have read about while I was reading about the other things, because well, that doesn't give me the page 382. One moment.
It's Jadzia.
It's
swinging by for a visit.
It's so great to have this on hand though, like, man.
So is it, excuse me, is like the Temple of Wilderness a combination of the gods, being that there's like the god of nature and the god of beasts? Is it like a pantheon type temple?
Well, that's a good question, because with the latest upheaval, a lot of temples have to rethink what they stand for. They used to stand for the god of nature. And now there's these new gods. And I think each group is probably talking amongst themselves about what they're going to do with that information. Because you're right. There's the god of beasts. There's the god of, like, I think there's a new god of the sea, if I'm recalling correctly. But I don't have that book on hand right now. So the point being, yeah, there's a lot of upheaval. And I think that specifically this group is so nature focused that they did not change their way of being very much at all, with because it wasn't really about the god at that point. Yeah, it was about nature.
For a second there, I thought you were going to say something along the lines of, I don't know, it's a, well, while they waited for more divine guidance to come back for them just to play it safe, they decided to back off and just kind of become a temple of bean leavings.
Bean leavings! The church of bean leavings.
The church of bean leavings.
We know one thing to be true. This is delicious.
This is the nubbiest.
This is amazing. This, we this wish it had a different name. Like a
Willy Wonka but...
Yes. This is our God's sacrament.
So the person who opens the door is going to be quite tall, and they are an elf dressed in cleric robes, as one would imagine, for, you know. Though there are some paladins at another temple nearby, so. But this one's a cleric. Mm-hmm. And they are going to look down at the group, and right away it's like, well, this is weird, right? Because a bunch of children in a basket filled with mewling kittens. But I think right away it's like, oh, those are Brunbruns. They are, you know, associated with nature. They know about the creatures nearby. They're going to open the door the rest of the way and step aside to have you come in. I see that you are in need of some help, they'll say, like, and kind of scan the group, probably end up looking to the teacher. <'Cause>, like, clearly the adult,
you
and she's
like
going
in charge.
Mm-hmm. I think she looks a little terrified. Like, this woman might not be good at being in charge of situations. So she's going to hold out the basket to this person and say, they found these Brunbrun, and I don't know how to help them, but their eyes, and this, they are going to take the basket and check them for a moment, and their expression's going to go a little bit darker, like a little sad, and they're going to say, oh yes, ocular decay. Where did you find them? And he's going to look to you guys now, because it's pretty clear that, like,
yeah.
She said they found them, so you guys are the ones who initially found these babies. So that's what they're going to do. So ask you.
The bridge. There was a bridge. We found him in the bridge.
Yeah.
He points in the general direction. That one over there.
Their parents were taken from our vegetable garden in the daytime, which was unusual, and we managed to trace them back and found the babies, and didn't know if we could help them in any way, so thought to bring them here.
That was a good idea. And they're gonna say this, like, very seriously. Did you see their parents? Were their parents sick too?
We couldn't find them.
Well, let's go make sure these children stay warm. And they're going to invite you to come into the main parlor and put the kittens by the lit fireplace on the side of the room. And a gesture for you all to sit down.
Oh, this is nice. Nice temple you got there.
It is a nice temple. Like, if you look around, it's well taken care of. I don't think... Did we have flora and fauna in the boss group? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm imagining there might be even, like, be trees, like, inside as well. Yeah. Kind of like a sort of blend of everything.
Yeah, it's definitely, first of all, you'll notice that everything's kind of made very organically, like, you know, almost bohemian vibes.
Boho chic.
Boho chic.
I'm so proud of us. Nobody made a Bohemian Rhapsody joke a few years ago, and that would have absolutely happened.
Too old for this.
All right. Sorry, one second. I should have prepped this a little bit better.
No, you're fine. Has Flinster found anything to steal yet?
I'm trying to find what's with it. I was thinking, like, if there's, like, on the outside, like, drawings on the inside, like, paintings and fresks and stuff, he'd look for, like, an implement to add a drawing of his own.
Oh, no.
And I don't think he has the quill still, like, Anna's quill, probably. I don't know, probably.
I don't
still
think that would probably do back. Much, anyways, in, like, a wall. That's not.
Yeah.
So, with the inside of this being, like, probably a lot more natural as much as possible, like you said, maybe trees even growing inside, is Winnie looking around thinking, I am going to decorate like this when I get my own.
She definitely feels more comfortable in here. I'm sure it's not her first time in the temple. But she's quite focused on this little Brun still in her arms.
Okay. Thank you guys for doing that. That helped a lot. we're just going to take over for a second while our DM does what they should have done sooner.
That's collaborative storytelling.
I love you guys. So this person, they're going to introduce themselves as Yersa. And Yersa is going to obviously confirm that it's ocular decay. And as they're petting the kittens in the basket, they're going to say, unfortunately, there aren't very many cures for this. I can try to see if we can get the clerics that we do have on hand to help. But mostly, this needs to be cured with herbalism, and specifically a treatment called the crystal leaf. Have you ever heard of it?
If
you guys want to do nature checks,
hell yeah.
Nature checks.
Nature or medicine, I'll accept either.
I'll do nature. That's an intelligence thing. Worst, that's a six still.
Nope. My worst bonus.
Whoa, Winnie got a crit.
I mean, we got that's my thing, y'all.
Oh, and Winnie, yeah. That one just skipped my nose. So I am going to read straight from the book. You got a crit, and you get to crystal leaf, rare, used to treat various poisons and toxins. This is very valuable on the open market and can be almost exclusively found at the base of the Ivory Peaks, which is pretty far away from you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Damn.
But because you got a crit, I'm going to read the rest of this. As few venture into the Silver Glade, most do not know that it also commonly grows under the rocky overhangs there. This plant is easily identified by its blue and white color pattern. So.
Hey kids, let's go to the Silver Glade.
We're level one.
I love the first two episodes. You're like, I really don't want you guys to die as level ones, you know?
Let's go to fucking the Silver Glade.
Let's go power leveling.
So,
have I heard of this crystal leaf?
You have heard of it?
Boy,
and
let
you
me
know
tell you.
Everywhere it grows.
I know exactly where we can find that.
Oh, let's go then.
All right. Well,
is it nearby?
Yeah, is it like anywhere close to the bridge?
Well, Yersa is going to grimace right away.
I mean, the closest would be the Silver Glade.
Oh, no.
Could you? There is a chance that you might be able to find it in the market, but it would be expensive. I could check the coffers, but unfortunately, we do tend to keep things humble here. If we have extra money, we tend to spend it on trying to preserve nature. If you wouldn't mind going to look, maybe we can do something for these little ones.
I got it.
No problem.
Oh my god, I didn't even think of that. It's gonna be fine, guys. So yeah, those are your options right now. Silverglade, probably not very much of an option.
No, that's not an option.
Luckily, you are in Esterholt, which is known for high-end products in the merchant area.
And I mean, we probably don't really have money to pay for it, but we could
zero
maybe
they
find a quest that we can do.
We got another way.
Here's what's going to happen. Hire kids, though.
I will say, I think Miss Kavener would hand you her little pouch.
No,
probably it doesn't have much, but she's going to hand it to you guys and be like, "See if they'll accept this," and tell them that Miss Kavener says that she will owe them a favor. All right? I have to go back to the school, but good luck.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Of course. All right.
Careful not to slip on the wet floors.
She's all, that's probably why she's going back. It's like, I gotta get back before Miss Jones.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Is Winnie able to part with the one that she was holding?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Gonna throw it back into the pile.
Put it back in the basket with all the little siblings.
So to the markets then?
Yeah.
All right. What should we roll here? Streetwise? The Streetwise exist in 5e? I don't
know. We're just a bunch of teens going to the mall. Like, that's the
just teens being teens.
I think diplomacy is the umbrella skill for Streetwise.
Or like survival or something.
I miss Streetwise.
I think
there's
diplomacy.
I do too. Persuasion?
Dumb, and I hate it.
Persuasion. Just because it's a charisma skill. That's basically charisma plus proficiency equals streetwise, more or less.
You can do that, or you can do investigation. And we'll assume that's you talking to people, depending on which one you guys want to roll.
Hey, there's no diplomacy. Never mind that.
Oh.
I guess it's persuasion.
I didn't even look for that. I just believed you. Yeah,
instead of rolling investigation, can I assist somebody else in investigation?
I have a +5 to investigation.
I would like to assist
you. Talking is not my strong point, so.
All right.
I'm going to go busk in the street.
Not necessarily good at talking to people, but talking to get information, that's more along the lines of there.
Okay. Flintstar's like, okay, you do that. Go find it. I'll make us some cash, okay? And then we'll be able to pay for the crystal leaf. And he takes out the hurdy-gurdy, and he's going to busk in the street.
Love it.
I think everyone thought you were just going to go start robbing people in the streets.
That's plan B.
Oh, God.
All right. So let's start with that, actually. Performance. Let's go. Let's see what you do.
Oh, yeah.
You're on a busy street. Again, this is Esterholt in midday. Oh, dang. 16.
Okay.
So, yeah, you make a bit of money.
Hey.
I'm going to say 16 gold. Make it a 1-to-1, you know?
Well, maybe, yeah.
You do quite well. You're playing the hurdy-gurdy. People stop and they're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I'm trying a few new experimental compositions.
Flintstar, I imagine, is real good at putting on the sad orphan act.
he's like doing that while he's playing.
Yeah, what is the vibe of Flynn's performance?
Nah, he's enjoying it.
What does he do? Is he dancing around and interacting with people, or is he more of the kind of quiet, continues to play and then nods when he gets past money? What is his vibe?
I would think he's really into the music of it when he's doing it, and he's super focused on it, and the sound of it is just so bizarre and weird. He's just using his own little world trying to make those sounds. And so like when the thing's over, he kind of looks up, then it's like, oh shit, there's people, like, hey,
hi, well, it's nice of you to join me. All right,
yeah,
looking forward to the hurdy-gurdy fully.
All right, Jason, get on it. I don't have to edit these anymore. All right, so there you go, you did make some money.
$16.
16 gold. Listen, that's different.
That is 16 gold we did not have.
You are playing on the side of a road. It would be unrealistic for someone to be like, here's 1,000 gold. Like, yeah. That doesn't typically happen.
Hey. I'll go to a different district next time.
Yeah.
The rich district.
Same place you want to go when you go like Halloween trick or treating. Like, you want to go full size candy bars or nothing.
Yes.
So, Kelsey, an unreal is going to roll that investigation.
Yep. And am I getting assistance from...
Please.
Would you... So, what sort of assistance were you thinking? So, this is probably approaching people, right? To try to basically ask around. Like, have you seen a good herb shop or, like, this specific type of plant?
Well, Grimby and Anavriel, both are very uncomfortable with people, but they're mostly comfortable with each other, and in that they embolden each other a little bit to be able to approach people better.
Yeah.
And so,
and also probably helping by like keeping an eye on Winnie to make sure she doesn't just vanish.
That is a good point. We'll check in with Winnie in a little bit.
Just like not having to worry about that as much is a bit of an assist, I imagine.
Grimby, how about you roll me a charisma check and we'll see if that helps or hinders an unreal.
Oh, God.
A charisma check, you say?
Just a flat charisma.
Oh.
Start sweating.
How's that for you?
Never mind. He's just, okay, let's see what happens.
I don't think it's too late.
Yeah, no, can't pull back too late.
No, yeah.
Hey! 17! Hey. Yeah. Oh, no, minus 1 is Grimby.
Just like Grimby, you went in thinking that you were going to fail, but everyone loved you. So, yeah, I think, Kelsey, give me a investigation, and we'll say +3.
Okay.
So whatever your investigation is, and add 3 more.
Let's see.
I don't know how you do that. So if you just want to roll investigation,
it says there's a thing that says situational bonus, and I typed in +3 in there. So we'll see.
Perfect.
If it
Yeah. There you go. Oh, look at that.
It did work.
Very good.
Good job. So you are like going to talk to probably like 1 or 2 people, and they're going to point you in the direction of a herbalist on the side of the road. It looks like they set up their tent every day. Like, that's probably how they do it. And a little old lady is running the shop. And she's kind of just sitting there, probably half asleep, because it's like people come, people go. And as soon as you pass by, should I have you roll for this?
Well, I mean, but we're probably going to have like Winnie, like, confirm. We see like, okay, like this is a, they have a lot of stuff here, and then like grab Winnie and be like, did you have the
plant? Which one is it?
Yeah, Winnie, you're the one who got like to roll me a type of check. So like perception, I'd accept medicine, nature, any of those. And honestly, because we read the thing, it's actually a pretty recognizable plant.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
If it's there, you'd probably know.
Okay. Yeah.
Right away.
Perception. Do, do, do.
13.
Yeah.
13.
So you're going to see it right away. And what it is there is a jar right next to her. It's unlabeled, but you see the blue veins and you're immediately like, oh, there it is. That's the crystal leaf.
She immediately puts her face up against the glass. There's probably a sign that says do not touch glass, and she is just full She's face and it, hands just like just it's like, right there.
That's probably gonna like wake the old lady up a little bit and grab her attention. What are you doing there? Like,
right away, like, you know how some people just radiate, I don't like kids?
Oh, no. Oh.
Whoever could you mean?
No, this one's bitchier.
One crystal leaf, please.
Really? You?
Well, I don't know. Do you guys think we need two? Do we need two?
Well, there's a lot of brown bruns that have the ocular.
Maybe we should find out how much it
one
is.
One for
first.
Each. Seven crystal leaves, please.
Well, I don't have seven. I have three. And they're 50 gold apiece.
And Winnie's going to look back to the bankrollers.
how much money did we get from our sponsor?
Roll me a d20.
Oh, boy.
You know what? No. Roll me...
Oh.
19. Well, maybe you want to keep that. Do we want to keep that, or do you want to roll a d100? I'll let you guys
do the 100. Do the 100.
Yeah.
I mean,
odds are in your favor.
65.
You have 65 gold in there.
Perfect.
She said to use it all, right?
She didn't say.
We have. We can go ahead and get one leaf now and then talk back with the cleric and see if we need to find more resources for more.
They're small. They might just need the one. And then I can keep my hard-earned money. A quick question for character creation. Like, we came built with money in our inventory. Do we just consider we have no money because we're orphans?
I mean, we probably have, like, an allowance.
Yeah, you probably...
It says 30 up on this here sheet.
Oh, do you have 30?
I have 10. Like, a lot. I started as, like, a performer, I guess.
You've probably done the hurdy-gurdy thing in the past. And,
and also maybe stuff. Gotten into a few pockets and stuff. Like, let's be honest.
I don't know.
It absolutely makes sense that you...
Like, having fun.
Honestly, yeah. So I think you probably all have the gold that you, for whatever reason, coming from various places, you do have the gold that came with you, with your character.
So we got at least 30 plus 10 plus 10. So that's another 50. 65. I got 16. That's another 31.
That's too many numbers.
50s, two 50s and a 31 at least. And I assume Winnie has zero and a couple rocks.
$0. I've got some green beans. How many leaves can I get for this handful of green beans?
How long are those in your pocket?
It's marinated for flavor.
Oh, show me the rolls.
Oh, that's your poop pocket, too. I just realized that. You've been keeping those in your poop pockets.
Oh, no.
Let's just get the one leaf for now, and then we can come back if it turns out we need more, okay?
All right. So here's an important question regarding your group's, you know, thought process. Does that 50 come out of entirely the purse, or are you guys going to do splitsies? What are you going to do?
Well, I wanted to contribute, so I'm going to put $10, gold pieces from that earlier music performance. I say this is from me.
All right.
We can take the rest from the school.
And then the rest comes for the bag?
Yeah.
Right. So then 40 is going to come out of the bag.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, I feel like Grimby like wants to offer.
Yeah.
But like, when Flinster said,
bags over here,
yeah, so. when Flinster said, I'm going to put in 10 and the rest will come from the school, Grimby kind of like keeps thinking he should interject to help, but like that was said so confidently and with like some kind of authority, just kind of okay. I guess this is what we're
I feel
doing.
Like that probably happens a lot
a
in
lot,
your friendship
all the time,
yeah.
Like most of the time,
yeah. Like, Flynn probably sees like that expression on Grimby's face, like the expression of conflict and concern, and is like, "Oh, don't worry, Grim. that's not Miss Kavner's money. That's from the school. We're valiant adolescents. Like, we have resources for our, you know, heroic missions.
Oh, yeah.
Theoretically, at some point, we'll be making something to pay them back with. But...
Maybe.
So, old lady takes that 50 gold and hands you a single leaf.
Cool.
Don't go anywhere.
Do we know if that's a good deal or if we should be negotiating?
Do we just get ripped off?
I don't know if we have an option. Like, it's
we're kids,
considering how rare it is and stuff. And yeah, it's like we're lucky we managed to find it.
Look, I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. I'm not sure if that's a good deal or not. I'm sure if I read through more thoroughly, I probably could have priced that more appropriately. I want to just. Let's just keep the story moving for right now. Maybe she's dumb. I don't know.
Maybe she's dumb.
Maybe she secretly knows. She's like, oh man, these kids need this. I'm going to price it real low.
This is Esther Holt. This isn't Brightport. Like, they might be like charging a little bit more, but they're not completely ripping us off.
The important thing is there are layers upon layers.
Yeah. The important thing is, no matter what happens, I was right to price it that way.
There you go.
Yes. Canonically, there's a reason, I promise.
Yeah.
You guys are going to return to the Temple of Wilderness, I imagine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just, if you knock on the door, your soul will come, if you, whatever. But as soon as Yersa sees the leaf, they are going to clap their hands together and like do the little prayer thing, like, thank you. And they're going to let you back in and bring you to the kittens, take the leaf and put it into a mortar and pestle and start grinding it up. And this will be plenty. Thank you.
Oh, no, a leaf.
Oh, good. And Avria will also like give him like the name of the shop, like just so that they know it's like, oh yeah, this person has it. Just for future reference.
Herbs and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, just it's good to know where herbs can be found.
You could buy both and resell them for 100 apiece.
Ooh,
that'd be good for you know, your empty coffers.
So they're going to add some stuff to it and do their thing. And kind of smear it over all the kittens' eyes and say, we're going to have to do this 3 times a day for a few days, but I do believe most of the kittens are going to recover. And then they're going to reach out and pet the one that Winnie was holding. Jamie, for your sake, because it's the kitten you picked up, would you like to pick what this Brun looks like?
Oh, goodness. I want it to look like Toothless, completely black.
Probably green eyes, but you don't know yet.
You don't know yet. Yeah.
Gray eyes.
So there's this little black Brun, and they're petting its little head after they put the ointment on. This one might be too far gone. I'm not sure if its vision will return.
Oh,
I'm sorry. No, it was just like the timing. You're like, I want you to like pick out what color it is because this is yours. It's special. And this one's gonna die.
Just identify your sweetest baby. Yes, there's any cute and sweet and adorable. No. This doomed little creature.
I want to clarify. They said their eyes are too far gone.
Oh, okay.
They might not recover their eyesight.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Ocular decay is traditionally not deadly, though. For kittens, it's a very good thing that you guys are treating it.
Okay.
I hope it's okay that I keep calling them kittens, by the way.
I get it.
They got big floppy ears for anyone at home who doesn't know what a Brun looks like. They're cats with, like, bunny parts to them, and they're very skittish and cute and adorable, and these ones are sick, so
should we try and get the parents, or will we be able to bring them back?
We know where they eat. All we need to do is open the door back, let them in, and then ha ha.
If we didn't scare them off completely.
Yursa is going to nod and say, if you can find them, it's almost certain that they are sick as well. They've, if I know Brunbruns, they've been very worried about their children and likely have been doing everything they can, including licking the wounds, which means they are sick. If you could capture them and bring them here, I'd be able to, there's plenty left. I could save them as well and try to recover their eyesight.
We're on
Winnie,
it.
Winnie wants to give the little black Brun Brun a pet and say, we're going to bring your mommy and daddy home.
I think that is a perfect place to end this episode. What do you guys think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
Now we got a mission. Now I'm like, there are stakes. Yes. Let's go.
This is so much fun. I love her just like taking care of baby bunnies and stuff. It's I know, great. Right?
You guys are amazing. You guys are such good role players. I appreciate you so much.
We were like, we made you come up with like an entire place on the spot, literally. And then we went to a market. Like you're doing really good.
Thank you. It's honestly really sweet. I would be nowhere without this book. Living in Theria, Adventurer's Guide to Theria, Volume 1. Go get it on Amazon right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, seriously, it's. I love playing with you guys, and I feel like it's we jumped back into campaign, it, and it was perfect right away.
Yeah, we can start making it monthly again.
I'd love to. Yeah,
that'd
yeah.
be great.
If everybody's in that in that spot in their lives,
yeah. I'm totally down. And like, weeknight ended up working out. Now that she's sleeping more regular, so
yay, sleeping,
yay, sleeping babies.
This might have been the 6 month break that we absolutely needed to make this stay.
Actually, yeah, it'd be really hard to do like sad scenes with Brun Bruns if there's a baby running around and crying and screaming. So yeah, I'm going to stop the recording here. Everyone, stay in the call.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.